In all our trials, born to be our friend. Christmas is a fantastic time as we celebrate the birth of Jesus. For me, it's one of my favourite times of the year for many reasons, with some fantastic memories from Christmas time when I was a child. Dark winter evenings, sometimes snowy, with family and friends, Christmas lights, lots of carol singing, Christingle, an amazingly decorated Christmas tree, a lit up crib, a roaring coal fire, presents, lots of satsumas and chocolate. I have some amazing memories that still make me smile with fondness, and we try to replicate those memories every year at Christmas time. But Christmas for me is also the time of my greatest trial in life. Christmas Day 1999 was the day our first son Timothy died. How, on the worst day in my life, my biggest trial, the same day we celebrate the birth of Jesus, could Jesus be my friend? In all our trials, born to be our friend. The word friend is thrown around a lot these days. In our culture, it's not uncommon to refer as a new acquaintance as my friend so-and-so, or boast of one's friend count on Facebook. Of course, every friendship will not contain the same depth of relational intimacy or commitment. Casual friends are inevitable and can be good, joy-filled relationships. However, we use the term friend so willy-nilly these days that there's a danger we become unable to imagine something richer. Jesus is more than a golfing buddy. Proverbs 17:17 says, "A friend loves at all times, and a brother is born for adversity." Add this with Proverbs 18:24, "There is a friend who sticks closer than a brother," and a different picture of friendship begins to emerge. This friend is someone who is there through thick and thin, more than just a fishing or golfing buddy. He or she is someone who loves and serves and supports during the toughest circumstances of life. Better yet, this biblical friendship implies self-sacrificial love. Contrary to our cultural impulse to discard a friend when it gets hard or messy, this biblical relationship will cost something. It will cost time, energy, comfort, even our very selves. Jesus said in John 15:13, "Greater love has no man than this, than someone lay down his life for his friends." Indeed, this type of friendship language in the Bible is reserved for context of deep, self-sacrificial, loving commitment. If we only consider our culturally superficial definition of friend, then friendship with God would hardly be worth noting. He's simply someone with whom we would enjoy a few laughs or an amusing anecdote. But if we consider the biblical scope, then friendship with Jesus means that he will never leave us nor forsake us, Hebrews 13:5. That he will be with us until the end of the age, Matthew 28:20. And that he will help us and uphold us with his righteous right hand, Isaiah 41:10. And countless other promises found in scripture. Jesus is truly a friend who loves at all times. A true friend is loyal and faithful, watches out for you, confides in you, shares his life with you, and gives things up for you. Through all our trials, Jesus offers us friendship with him that is all this and more. So I can confidently say, and have experienced, that in my trials and on that horrible morning when Timothy died, Jesus is my friend. I do love Christmas Day and what we're celebrating, but some years it's really hard and I can't cope and really struggle. But in those moments, I know I have a true friend whose arms are wrapped around me. Jesus was born to be my friend. Jesus was born to be your friend in all your trials. Let's pray. Dear Lord Jesus, today I'm particularly thankful for the gift of friendship, especially with you. You were born to be our friend in times of trial. Jesus, you are the friend who sticks closer than a brother. You are the friend who made yourself our servant in life, that you might make us your friends for eternity. You are the friend who laid down your life on the cross, that you might lift ours up in glory. And there is no more faithful friend than you, Jesus. Thank you. Amen. Happy Christmas. I hope you have a great time. Bless you.